October 12, 1900. The most powerful enemies of man are the love of pleasures, of riches, and of honors. My adorable Jesus continues to come. This morning he was wearing a thick crown of thorns. I removed it very gently. I put it onto my head, and I said, "Lord, help me to drive it in." And he, "This time I want you to drive it in yourself. I want to see what you can do and how you want to suffer for love of me." I drove it in quite thoroughly, more so, since it was about showing him how far my love of suffering for Jesus would reach. And so much so that he himself, all moved, clasping me, told me, "Enough, enough, for my heart cannot bear seeing you suffer more." And while I remained very much in suffering, my beloved Jesus would do nothing but come and go. After this, he assumed the appearance of the crucified and shared his pains with me and said to me, "My daughter, the most powerful enemies of man are the love of pleasures, of riches, and of honors. These enemies render man unhappy because they penetrate deep into his heart and consume him continuously. They embitter him. They drag him down so much as to make him lose all happiness. And I, on Calvary, defeated these three enemies and obtained for man the grace to conquer them too, giving back to him the lost happiness. But man, always ungrateful and heedless, rejects my grace and fiercely loves these enemies, which put the human heart in a continuous torture." Having said this, he disappeared, and I comprehended with such clarity the truthfulness of these words that I felt abhorrence and hate toward these enemies. May the Lord be always blessed, and may everything be for his glory.